this morning. Superintendent, how are you this morning, sir?
I'm fine, Tom. Thanks for having me.
You know, yesterday, a lot of other superintendents piled into Springfield yesterday, trying to add to the pressure. You know, I talked to someone, one of the staff this morning, said, well, they did it. And I said, you know, I'm kind of surprised in the way they did, because the pressure is not like years past.
No, I would agree that it's a little more frantic pressure this year.
Yeah, one of the terms I've used, too. And how, in when it comes to that frantic aspect, where do educators fall in that spectrum?
Well, we are, again, falling under the same, it seems like the same old story, different year, but it just compounds itself. This year, we are sitting on one of four categorical payments, and here in Harrisburg, that leaves us a little over $900,000 short with less than a month to go in our fiscal year. So, frantic is a word I use a lot around here lately.
Now, when it comes to this, I think there's one aspect that until, you know, I kind of came through the funnel, was when it comes to educators and planning ahead, you have laws about when you have to let people know things are going to happen to them. Even if you believe some financing, until it's a done deal, you have to send out pink slips. You have to do. Are we to the point where you've got to start looking in the calendar about when school starts, and your staff, and the prospects of a budget, and going, if we don't see something by this date, then we need to start sending out pink slips?
Tom, that time has passed. In education, we have to do that 60 days prior to the end of the school year. So the only reductions that we have made here at Harrisburg is we had some retirements, and we are not going to rehire those retirements, but I don't know that that's enough, but we decided as a district that we were not going to reduce any other positions. So, yeah, that time has passed. We have what we have moving forward for the next school year.
And now you've got to hope that you get the money. Now, here's the other thing, and this is something that I thought specifically about you when we talk about this. All right, so we say we have a budget for, you know, the coming fiscal year. What happens to the past 2 years in the money? Is it like they just never happened?
Yes. I mean, the $900,000, if we do not get that by June 30th, in the past, what's happened, Tom, sometimes we get what we call the fourth payment. The fourth quarterly payment will come in July of the new fiscal year. So I guess they could count that as either the last payment of this year or the first payment of next year. But bottom line is, we're going to be short about $900,000 this year.
$900,000 is a lot of money when you look at a business being the schools, that the number one resource, the number one money is salaries.
Correct. Yeah, it's right at 70% of our total budget.
And so when you consider that, I mean, that's a lot of teachers for $900,000 when you look at the school district there as well. A lot has been said about the formula. And this is one of the things that surprises me, while not surprising me at the same time, the duplicity of that's questionable, that everyone can agree the school formula needs to be changed. Everybody agrees that it's wrong and has been for a long time, but yet no one can agree on how to change it.
Yeah, and I'm not sure. I don't know whether that's 100% true, Tom. What I think is, I think everybody understands how to change it. I just think people want it to be their idea, and I wish we could get past that. I wish we could get past that and sit down and just come together and say, hey, let's do what's right for kids. Now, I don't know if you heard, but last night we have maybe taken a step in a historical direction, and I'm kind of happy about it. I hope the governor signs the bill. Senate Bill 1 was pushed through the Senate and the House last night, and it will go to the governor's desk today, I guess.
All right. Senate Bill 1 is what, Mike?
Senate Bill 1 changes the funding formula to a more equitable system where it drives dollars to more needy districts, low-wealth districts, high-poverty districts. It puts in a formula that takes those things into account when it directs any new money put into the formula.
So the new formula has been agreed upon. Have you heard any inclination about this formula and whether it will be accepted in the governor's office and signed?
Well, I know that there were some party lines drawn, and there wasn't a lot of support from the governor's side of the aisle. However, I think, you know, the bottom line is the formula is the formula. If some of the numbers that were plugged into the formula, if that kind of money's not available, that's secondary to changing the formula to get the money to go where it needs to go.
Right.
Allocation, whatever the allocation is, if the formula is changed, more money will go to the places it needs to go.
All right. See, now I get that. That once we have a formula in place, we know that eventually money will happen. It has to, right? We keep sending it there. It has to come back.
Correct.
At some point. So I see that you're really kind of, this is looking over the horizon. I mean, I guess, you know, when you're in the situation as so many other superintendents were, like they were in Springfield yesterday, you have to kind of hold on to that life ring, whichever life ring seems to present itself at the time, don't you?
Yeah, because if we were Chicken Little in school districts, I mean, we would have come to a February board meeting or a March board meeting and we would have cut several positions. And we just, you know, my board, thank goodness, here in Harrisburg and our community refuses to do that. And we're gonna hold out hope that somebody's gonna right the ship up there and do what's right for kids, and we don't want to lose programs and lose people.
And
hinder kids.
What effect, when you talk to kids, what do they know about this and how do they take this? The children themselves, not the teachers, but the kids that you educate, can you tell?
Well, I think our kids, especially our upper-level kids, are smart enough to realize when they have, when they tell their teacher, hey, I don't have those four pages in my book because it's a 21-year-old textbook that's been rebound five times, and, you know, I think they're smart enough to figure that out. I think what's going to happen in our lower levels this year, because we didn't replace some of our retirement, is we're going to have kids that are going to be crowded into a classroom with four or five extra kids in each classroom.
Right.
And those kids will notice that.
Yeah.
There won't be any, you know, there won't be any room for them in the classroom. They'll be shoulder to shoulder.
Right. I remember being like that at some point myself in school, to the point where they had to take portable school buildings and move them in behind the school at McKinley because they didn't have room for all the students.
Correct.
You know, I remember that happening back in the day, we'll call it. Michael Gout, Superintendent of Schools. Parting shot this morning, Mike, in relationship to the budget, education. We see Senate Bill 1 moved to the governor's desk, House and Senate approval, so we've got some bit of ray of sunshine peeking through the clouds. But as you stand right now and you're talking to a parent or a taxpayer and it's then in this current situation, where are we right now in your mind?
I'm glad you said that. I would encourage any parent, any taxpayer, because everybody knows that if we don't get some help from the state, all schools are going to have to go somewhere to get revenue, and we don't want to go back to the taxpayers. So I would encourage anybody, if you have a child in school, if you don't, contact your legislators, contact the governor's office, plead with him to sign Senate Bill 1 and get us a budget. And schools will be able to operate again next year.
Superintendent Michael Gouch. Mike, if you could hold tight for just a couple of moments. By the way, the budget will come up this morning. Again, this morning we talk with Steve O'Keefe, John A. Logan College, community colleges here, of course, being spoke about when it's higher education and funding. And, of course, the news, you know, from yesterday about the cuts at SIU. You know, we're talking about the neighborhood of 80 jobs here and, of course, more on the way.